Lee Steinberg joining us this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We know him well. Hey, he is the president, the CEO of Steinberg Sports and Entertainment. I want to get a quick hit. Talk to us about Blake Bortles. Give us a sense of what the future holds for him, because I was surprised to see him go so early in that first round.
He has all the conventional attributes necessary to be a good quarterback. The problem he has is he's in Jacksonville, which has been a team struggling for a number of years. They, back in 1995, when they were put together, by the second year, they were fighting to be in the Super Bowl. But that's not Jacksonville of today. So they went ahead and drafted some receivers. It'll be helpful, but he's someone that I think will greatly enhance the team, but he's got more challenges than any other quarterback because he's got the weakest surrounding cast.
Okay, so our home base for Yahoo Sports Radio, we're right here in Houston, and obviously a lot of excitement about the Texans landing Jadeveon Clowney. Would you agree that he is a once-in-a-generation type player? I mean, a very rare talent.
It's interesting because in my visits to Houston, the subject of Johnny Manziel was at the forefront. And I personally, if I had a franchise, would have taken a quarterback, because the theory is that when a team is that high up in the draft, meaning they didn't do very well the year prior, the quarterback position is so difficult to fill. Having a player that they can build around for 10 to 12 years, a franchise quarterback that they can win because of rather than with, and someone who can elevate his level of play in critical situations to put a team on his back and take them through to victory, playoffs, Super Bowl, is the real key today. And so Clowney is an incredibly gifted player. The only knocks on him were his relationship with Steve Spurrier and the fact that Spurrier felt he didn't practice all the time. But he's a gifted talent. Having said that, and certainly paired with J.J. Watt, that's a frightening prospect for any team. Still, you need the quarterback. And they didn't draft until I think the fourth round or the fifth round. They didn't draft the quarterback there. So I think Clowney is going to be an instant impact on the team. One of the positions you can play right away, because it involves rushing the passer, is the position he'll play. And the fact that someone who's 260 pounds could run a 4.5 40 is Ripley's Believe It or Not. But the reality of the situation is they may be really strong defensively. And they know what they're doing. Rick Smith is a talented GM. But the problem with it is that without the trigger guy, you may struggle.
Certainly a savvy move if you're talking about the general manager, Rick Smith, with the Houston Texans. Any concern in terms of his work ethic and being soft a little bit?
I think that he's going to be highly motivated. Being picked first in the first round, which is a situation I've been in 8 different years, is such a stunning honor. I think he'll use the doubters to motivate himself. And what happens is it's a meritocracy in the NFL. And the veteran players don't particularly care how good he was in college. If he doesn't fit in and hit the same work ethic that the other players do, they'll let him know about it very quickly. But I see him as someone who's hyper-motivated to be a Hall of Fame-type player, and I predict he'll be a savage force in the NFL quickly.
You're listening to the voice of Lee Steinberg, the president, the CEO of Steinberg Sports and Entertainment, of course, this past fall released his book. It is titled The Agent, My 40-Year Career Making Deals and Changing the Game. And it certainly was very revealing in your memoir. It just talks about, obviously, and highlights your unparalleled success, made you synonymous with the term, as I had even said, a super agent. But you also share some of the lows, your struggle with alcoholism, and really how sobriety helped give you that second chance and launch a comeback. But I got to ask you, what is the key to being one of the, or if not the most successful agents in this business?
I think it's listening skills in many ways. It's the ability to draw out of someone their deepest anxieties and fears and their greatest hopes and dreams so that they can be uniquely worked with. People think it's suasion, but actually it's listening. And I think our concept that an athlete can be a role model, retrace his roots, go back to the high school community, collegiate, professional, and set up programs. So, for example, in Houston, Warren Moon did a scholarship at his high school, at his junior college, his college, and then had the Crescent Moon Foundation that sent hundreds of kids back to school, or Ray Childress, who played for the Oilers, went ahead and put together a Criminator Foundation that helped deal with at-risk youth. If a player will do that, then the second career path ends up very easy. So three of our players, for example, are minority owners of actual teams. They are no longer greeters in front of Las Vegas. They're people that can go out and be successful in business, in politics, in media, and make a difference.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure having you this evening at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, and we will stay in touch. Thanks, Lee.
My pleasure.
You bet. Much more straight ahead at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show.